Thank you for downloading the Chase Smith Podcast. In this episode, I interview Pat Manit, managing member of the PM Company. Pat is a commercial real estate and property management mogul in the Mid-Ohio Valley, and we spent some time talking about Starbucks. Yes, that's right, Starbucks in Vienna, West Virginia. We also talk about economic and entertainment development in Parkersburg and how Pat got his start in real estate management. Listen, Starbucks in Vienna opens tomorrow, October 12th at 5:30 a.m. You heard that right. Tomorrow, October 12th, 5:30 a.m. Big day for the people back home. Super happy for them. But now, let's get to the interview. Let's get it! What's going on, everyone? Very, very excited for today's show. With me is managing member of the PM Company, Mid-Ohio Valley Commercial Real Estate and Property Management mogul, Pat Manit. Pat, thanks for joining the show, man.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, so wanted to have you on because there's something very exciting. I grew up in Parkersburg, West Virginia, kind of like the northern half of the state, right on the Ohio River. And Pat, you of all people know, very, very soon there is a Starbucks being opened right in front of Grand Central Mall. And I just wanted to bring you on to celebrate that, to talk about that, and to kind of learn a little bit more about you. So congratulations on getting Starbucks here in Parkersburg, finally.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I tell you what, it's been a, you know, Starbucks, in my business, Starbucks is one of those businesses that everybody wants. Mm-hmm. When they all come to me, they either want a Target, a Dick's, or a Starbucks. And I was fortunate enough to finally have the right piece of property mm-hmm. that fit for Starbucks needs. And this what I've worked with them for the last 5 years, five wow. to 6 years, to try to get them a location. Mm-hmm. I've been 5 years ago, I was real close on another location. I had a building designed, parking lot designed, everything was ready to go mm-hmm. For Starbucks 5 years ago. And at the last minute, during my letter of intent, Starbucks made some corporate changes and Parkersburg and the Mid-Ohio Valley got dropped off. So I kind of shook my head and sat back a little bit and kind of just waited for the right scenario. And it happened 2015 or the beginning of 2016, all this came together.
Wow. So almost
It's been going on that long. I sat down with Starbucks in a convention, real estate retailers convention in Las Vegas May of 2016, mm-hmm. kind of finalized the deal there. And it's been going on for 2 years. I knew it was going to be a long process, but if things work well, tomorrow morning, Friday morning, October 12th at 5:30 a.m., Starbucks will open their doors.
So,
and their drive-through.
So at least half a decade. I mean, 2014, that was when all this started. So, yeah, this very long process all comes to a head tomorrow. I'm sure you have a lot of emotions, relief, excitement, just like ready to put an end to this chapter.
Exactly. And, you know, this is what I do for a living, real mm-hmm. estate development, bring high profile clients, tenants, into the area, retailers. And I did not know how excited the Valley was for the Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk about it, but the day that we made the press release, we were getting comments from Columbus, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati. I can't believe we're finally getting a Starbucks. It's just, it's gone crazy.
Yeah.
And it amazes me. To me, as a corporate tenant, it's a building, it's a lease.
Yes.
It's Starbucks. So,
yeah.
They've been good to work with.
Yeah. Some people feel like, oh man, Parkersburg's getting on the map. Like, I think it speaks to this forward momentum and like just positive things for the community. And I know real estate kind of helps with a lot of that, but Starbucks is a brand, it's a name almost more than coffee. And I think people are excited about that too. Just like anything positive.
You're right. And when I was putting my Starbucks deal together, it wasn't just Starbucks. There were two or three other national chains that were also looking. And a couple of my prototype buildings had both a combo Starbucks and one of the other national chains. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't fit that on the property where the Starbucks is sitting now. I couldn't get the combo where they both wanted good frontage. I know Starbucks had to have the drive-thru. When you have that, yes. At some point, the drive-thru is going to interfere with the other combo tenant, whether it's egress, entrance, egress, parking. It just wasn't going to be right. So sat down with a couple of the other ones that were looking and decided to pull out of the combo, do the freestanding. But what I have found out, you know, once Starbucks has picked an area, other retailers, smaller retailers wait to see. Yep. And if Starbucks says this is where I want to go, then there's a good chance we'll get some other new, smaller, fast casual dining restaurants along with it. It's just they follow the coattails.
The location couldn't have been more right in the heartbeat of Grand Central Avenue. I mean, right, it's in between the mall and Walmart, so it's already a ton of traffic.
Right, right. And it actually sits right out front of my office. Our office sits right, we've had this half acre of green grass for 15 years. And when I get retailers calling me, smaller ones, I keep, Pat, do you have anything on Grand Central? And I can sit back in my desk and look at the green grass and think, yeah, I do. But
right,
do I want to get rid of that? Well, time finally came. The right one came.
Yep,
I was able to do it. I was able to sit, not actually sit, but watch it from ground up from where my office is.
Wow. And
that's been exciting. Now, is it going to be exciting when it's all backed up with cars at the drive-thru, can't get my truck out?
You have to park at Hall's Chocolates and catch an Uber or something or walk.
I'll be tickled to death if that's the problem. And I'm excited for it. I'm anxious to see what happens tomorrow morning. Starbucks does somewhat of a, I don't know if they want this out or not, but they do some sort of a, it's more of a soft opening. Uh-huh. They don't advertise. Tomorrow morning they're opening their doors, 5:30. There's not a sign outside to say now open, grand opening, any of that. They just want to start off, make sure it's not a cluster and, and get people in and out. So I'm excited. I don't know at 5:30 if I'll be their first customer. But somewhere around 6:37, I will probably be a customer of Starbucks tomorrow.
Sure, sure, sure. What's your favorite part of this whole process, Pat? Is it the talks in Vegas? Is it the watching it from the ground up? Is it the seeing people walk, like get a drink with a smile? Like what's your favorite part?
It's all of it. I like the deal making. Like I said, it was a long time coming. The talks in Vegas were the finalization. Mm-hmm. Going back into 14 is when it all started. And that's what got us to Vegas for our corporate meeting with their regional reps in May of 15. Started in 15,
okay.
Back to 16. So you might want to change that. But that's what I like, is the deal making.
Starbucks opens tomorrow. We're going to help kind of get that out there. What other projects do you have in the works now? Are you able to talk about anything else that may be in development? Or I know there's a lot of properties that Kmart's going, Sears, a lot of these big properties, some awesome, great locations. Are you even able to talk about that? Or
we are, discuss what's going on? All I can tell you, Chase, is I don't know what's happening with the Kmart property. The owner of that property has some things in place. Sears announced they're closing their doors at the end of December here in Vienna. So I'm sure that Washington Prime and the owners and managers of the Grand Central Mall have some stuff in the works there.
And I apologize for my ignorance. I just assumed that Pat Mini had all of whole.
No. You know what? We would have liked to have one or two of those properties. We do not. But whatever happens with the mall, which is owned by Washington Prime, or the Kmart property, it's only going to benefit the area. And I'm tickled to death. I'd be more than happy to help, or not so much help or guide, but to give some input if somebody needs something to help grow those businesses. Because whatever happens at Kmart, it's going to benefit us, the PM company.
Yeah.
And more or less, it's going to benefit Vienna and Parkersburg.
Yep.
And I wish them luck with what they're doing.
Yep.
As far as the PM company, you know, we are in the process of building another medical building in Belpre, Ohio for Marietta Memorial. It'd be the fifth building that's gone on over there. And that's another division of our company called PM Construction, which is actually spearheaded by the other managing member, Jason Manit. And that's been a big asset for our company, community, and the Valley.
Yeah.
Even though it is in Belpre, Ohio, you know, it's just a bridge and water you got to cross to get there. And it's not a big deal to me. It's the community.
Yep.
It's not one state versus another, one city versus another. It's all about community. So that's what we got going on now.
Yep.
As far as any smaller projects like the Starbucks, not yet. Not yet.
Pat, how did you get into real estate? How did you end up here? Just a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
How did you end up sitting here talking to me about Starbucks? Like what about the real estate? Like how did this all begin?
Well, this all started in 1980 with Pat Manit Jr. My father started the company and we were all in school and saw what he did and wanted to follow along in his footsteps. You know, like I said, dating back to 80s, I'm in junior high and high school. So running, pushing shovels, digging, pushing brooms, using shovels, in my summer break of high school, learning the business. And, after college, I decided this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to come back, help my father grow. And we've grown a good bit over since 1980 in real estate development. We have built, managed, and or leased over 1 million square feet of property, which we're pretty tickled to death with that. It is a family-run business. Carmen Monique Connolly is also a managing member. She's involved, but she oversees the day-to-day office and HR.
So as I hear your story and hear how it's a family-run business and how it's something that kind of you all built from the ground up, my mind naturally goes to another pretty prominent real estate family in the news a lot. Pat, have you ever thought of like a foray into politics or do you ever
nope.
see that in your future? No, that was a really quick answer on that.
No, I don't think there's politics in our future.
Seemed like you've been asked that before. That was a really quick no.
That's just not something, politics will not happen on as far as Pat Manit, managing member. Now,
sure.
whether or not another managing member in our team wants to remember politics, I doubt that happened too. No.
gotcha. So obviously Starbucks is very, very exciting for Parkersburg. Pat, I want to end on this question because I think it's a really good one. I grew up in Parkersburg. I currently don't live there. I live a couple hours away. What do you see, and maybe Starbucks is a start of that, things that Parkersburg can do to help keep younger families, to help reach kind of millennials. I would probably say the average age of Parkersburg keeps getting older, and that
right.
sounds like a silly statement, but it's not uncommon for a lot of people to graduate and to either not come back after they graduate college or just to not come back, period. Do you see Starbucks could be the start of something special to solve that?
It could be. And to answer this question is going to go back to also answering one of your other questions that I probably didn't hit on, but we have worked on trying to develop some sort of a lifestyle center with entertainment, shopping, living, like all the other bigger cities have. There's nothing here in Parkersburg. Mm-hmm. And we've experimented with the option of maybe a minor league baseball or something small. So I think, to answer your question, I think we need entertainment to keep the youth here. When I say the youth, that's the 22, 30 age group.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need something like that. They can go to the Columbus and Cleveland and Pittsburgh and see, walk around, do their shopping, have their dinner, live close, walking trails, biking trails. activities.
And that's the thing. Parkersburg is in a great location to all those major cities. You know, you feel like, I mean, you're a couple hours away from Columbus, a couple hours away from Cleveland, Pittsburgh, a lot of pretty like prominent, not only like transportation cities, hubs, but manufacturing.
Right.
You would think Parkersburg would be prime just for something like that, right?
I think so. I think it'll happen. We are probably a couple years behind a lot of the areas, bigger areas, and it's just going to take us some time. Parkersburg in the Mid-Ohio Valley is a great place to live.
Yeah.
When people leave, I don't understand why they want to go to the bigger hustle and bustle. I understand there's for activities and evenings and stuff to do after you get off work, but at the end of the day, a nice, safe community with that gets a lot of support from each other. This is where I would want to be.
Yeah. Great place to raise a family.
Yes, it is.
It has a small community feel, but also you have a lot of options, and it's not a small community feel. It's the third or fourth largest city in West Virginia, right? Or
I believe it's the fourth.
Yeah. So I'm very thankful for time that I grew up there for my family. Right. You know, everyone, the community feel of, you know, everyone, but also the anonymity of, well, hey, like I can still have my own kind of thing. It's great. I love, you know, going back a lot. And hey, got a Starbucks. We got a Starbucks.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That's just a start.
All right, Pat, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And
hey, thank you.
So is there like a ribbon cutting ceremony tomorrow, or is it like you said?
I don't know. I have a feeling the ribbon cutting is next week at some point.
Cool.
I don't know.
Well, I hope your scissors are five times bigger than any other scissors, and you're just able to have a good time doing that, man.
All right. Good All right, deal.
Pat, have a good day. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Jason.